This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Stoke's home form has improved dramatically this year. Only one loss at home so far in 2015, and that came against Manchester City. Even though we've talked about Newcastle and West Ham having little to play for at this time of season, and maybe their intensity drops, I don't see that with Stoke. I think they'll keep playing the way they always play, and they'll play with a desire and hunger in front of their own fans. I don't see them as a West Ham or a Newcastle.
No, I don't either. I mean, they're not... They're a strange team, aren't they? Because I think I put them up as my kind of handicap bet of the season, and Southampton will no doubt nick that, although they're only 8 points behind Southampton, so you know, I don't think it's over that handicap table yet. You know they're going to score goals as well, Stoke. They do create chances the way they play this season. Only failed to score at home three times, and two of those came in the opening two games against Villa and Leicester. Since then, those two matches, only one time have they failed to score, and that was at home to Chelsea. So, you know, they've scored a few, you know, two against Swansea, two against West Ham, three against Arsenal, two against the Baggies, three against QPR, beat Everton 2-0 last time at home. So I think we'll see goals in this game, because we know that Crystal Palace, until they went to Southampton, who of course are a very good defensive team, they've been scoring goals for fun under the new manager. They scored seven in those three Premier League games preceding that away trip to Southampton. So I like the goals in this one, and I'm going to push it a little bit to over 3.5. I think we could see quite an entertaining match here. That's 17-5. The over 2.5 is 13-10, which is pretty big for a game where there's not an awful lot on it. You know, Palace are virtually safe now, I think. I think it'll be open. I think it'll be entertaining. So by all means, take the over 2.5, but I'll just push it to four or more goals in the match.
Okay. 17-5, four or more goals in the match for Lee. Alan Pardew, Derek, has pulled Crystal Palace out of the mire since taking over. A lot of that good work has been done away from Selhurst Park as well. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, you're right. They're away from home, Palace, you know, they're always someone you've got to look seriously at. But 5-2, I think, is criminally short.
I do as well.
I couldn't believe that with those odds. I mean, traditionally, you've got to be thinking it's 7-2 minimum for Palace here. That's way too short, and it makes me think that Stoke are the best here. I was a bit unkind to Stoke. It troubled me, you know, last week after the podcast. I thought, they've just won three games on the spin, and I'm saying they're going off the boil here. As it turned out, I got it right. But, no, I fancy Stoke here.
You're even right when you're wrong, Derek.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your phrase, DK? DK's got a great phrase which describes him to a T. You've forgotten, haven't you?
Sometimes wrong, sometimes right, but always certain. That's the one.
Quite right, too. I'm going to go for Stoke here, overpriced to beat a Palace side who, yeah, possibly could be, you know, could possibly be excused for taking the foot off the gas. Nice win under the belt last week. I'm going to go for Stoke here. I think that's a big price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.